Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We're the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan Oakes, and I'm here with my friends Chris and Mark. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Mark, how you doing today, sir?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Very well. Thank you.
So, I am fresh off of my trip back.
Whoa, no getting fresh, mister.
Hey. I'm fresh back from Vegas. I was there last week.
Very cool.
We talked about it leading up, so...
We did. As a matter of fact, I said Vegas, baby, Vegas like 18 times, so I was going to try my best not to say it until just then. So.
You just said it.
I know.
So, I have to tell you, things went amazingly well. I met a ton of people. I had a great time. I learned an absolute slew of new things and ideas for the show. Really happy with it. But I met a lot of interesting people that I want to say hi to, so I want to do some shout-outs. Do you guys mind?
Yes, but you're still going to do it anyway because you're just going to say it's your podcast.
Yeah, it's my podcast. I'll shout it if I want to.
Shout it out loud.
All right, so first off, Britt and Matt Bartley. Hey, guys. Really appreciate all the time we spent together.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
Allie Wheat Thins Schwonky. Mark, Mr. Excellence Expected Asquith. Now, Mark, if you guys are interested, he does a podcast called Excellence Expected. It's an entrepreneur's podcast and a business manager's podcast. Really cool stuff. Ramona, the sports gal pal Rice.
Oh, yeah. We've actually been talking to her a little bit the last couple of days.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth on Twitter with her. She's going to be starting a podcast coming up on June 1st.
Very nice.
I believe that's when they're starting on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
So really looking forward to hearing from Ramona on her show. We have Jennifer Briney. Jennifer is also doing a show, which is a fantastic show that everybody who's listening to me should go and download after you finish listening to me. It's called Congressional Dish. What she does is read all of the bills that go through Congress and tell you about them as to what they mean, why they're doing the things that they're doing. And there is some intense stuff happening right now. Highly recommend her show. That's called Congressional Dish. All right, I'm told that I've already been going too long, so I'm going to save other shout-outs for the next show. Sorry, guys. You know I like you, but I got to do one more shout. I'm sorry, one more. I got to tell you a story, too. Shout-out to G. Deebs. So we had a guy named Gene whose Twitter handle is G. Deems, right?
Okay.
And I was trying to tweet a picture to him so that he could have it because he was in it, and I didn't. I put a B instead of an M, and... So this guy got this random picture of all of us in Las Vegas, and we started including him on every single picture and every single tweet.
Wow.
For the rest of the time.
That poor guy.
So shout out to G-Teams.
Man.
All right. So if you want to hear about the details of my adventures in Vegas or see the interview that I did, yeah, I got interviewed. It's over on the website at www.trivialwarfare.com. It's in the show notes section. You scroll down a little bit. You can't miss it. Sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, it was a really good write-up that you did on it, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys who are familiar with my old Bootstraps website, that's the kind of writing it was. It was very introspective and vulnerable. So,
ooh. Yes, and he loves those guys, and he was vulnerable.
So, well, yeah, that's what I do. So, we're about to introduce a new segment. We've kind of been doing it for a while, but we've named it finally. The new segment is Warm It Up, Chris.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Warm it up, Chris.
That's what I was born into.
All right. Go ahead and get started, man.
Okay. So, Mark, as you may have heard through the few episodes that he's been here, is a big Pittsburgh wonk. He loves his Steelers, his Penguins. Sorry about a couple days ago.
A wonk, huh?
Yeah.
The Pirates.
Wonk.
Anyway. In the Football Hall of Fame, there are 20 Steelers.
Oh, my.
I want you guys to name some Steelers for me. Who do you think is in the Hall of Fame?
You want 20 Steelers?
I think I went long. No, I'm going to give you guys a good time limit on this, but I just want to see how many of the 20 that you guys can get together.
Okay.
I bet
we can get at least 18.
All right. Yeah. Oh, challenge accepted.
How many 18. Minutes do we have?
So you guys got about 3 minutes to name me as many Steelers that are in the Hall of Fame as you possibly can, and go.
You want to start old and move young?
Yeah,
all
let's
right,
go old.
So.
All right, you've got Lynn Swann.
Yep.
John Stallworth.
Yes.
Jack Hamm.
Yes.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
Franco Harris.
Yes.
Let's see, anybody else from the old days?
Rocky Blyer.
No, I am sorry, that is incorrect.
All right, so I'm going to jump into more recent times. Did Kevin Green make it?
Kevin Green did not make it.
Greg Lloyd.
No.
Uh-oh.
Now you got... Okay, so far you got three strikes.
Casey Hampton.
No.
No.
Dermoney Dawson. That's who I was going for.
Yes, there you go.
Mean Joe Green?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy, if we don't get 18, I'm going to be embarrassed now.
Many more from back in the 70s.
Yeah?
It's
I'm thinking of the bad Steeler teams with freaking... Oh, coaches. Chuck Knoll.
Oh.
Yes.
Bill Cowher?
No.
Rod Woodson?
Yes.
Nice.
There's one more fairly current player.
Mel Blunt?
Yes.
There's another safety or cornerback. It was the guy before Woodson or the guy right after Woodson. Bettis?
No.
Carnell Lake?
Oh, Carnell Lake.
That's who I was thinking of.
I take that back. Bettis, yes.
Bettis did get in. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Carnell Lake, no. Carnell Lake, really, guys?
Hey, shut up.
Reaching.
Yes.
Anybody in the 80s? Lewis Lips?
No.
Okay, guys, you got 1 minute.
Oh, my God, we're struggling.
And you have 11.
Any other quarterbacks? Tony Dungy?
No.
He didn't make it in the Hall of Fame?
Not yet.
Darn.
Not as a coach or as a player. 30 seconds, gentlemen.
I'm stuck, dude.
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna give you guys a break and just call it off here. Okay.
So who didn't we name?
Who is the owner?
The Rooneys.
Art Rooney. Art Rooney. Daniel Rooney.
Oh, that's BS.
Burt Bell. Johnny Blood McNally. Bill Dudley. Big Bill Dudley.
Oh, Bullet Bill.
All right, Walt Kessling. Bobby Lane. Ernie Stodner, excuse me, Joe Green, Joe Henry Johnson.
So just name the ones that we didn't name.
Okay.
So far, the only one...
I couldn't remember all the ones that you named, to be honest. Dermonte Dawson, you didn't name.
We did name Dermonte Dawson.
Yeah, we said him.
Mike Webster.
Oh.
Jack Lambert.
Did you not say Lambert? You said Jack Ham.
No, yeah. I did not say Jack Lambert.
Jack Ham was on there, and then you guys named the rest of them. So,
most of the ones we didn't name, I've never heard of.
So, out of 20, you got 11. So, if you do that,
and there were like seven dudes there from before our time.
Yeah,
52. Well, the owner. I'm sorry, the owner. You should have gotten
whatever.
55%, gentlemen. 55%.
Yeah, that's almost passing in today's school. Almost.
You can actually say
that's
that.
Better
can't
than
you?
Most of Mark's kids again.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I would say nice job, but you both kind of disappointed me a little.
Have you ever heard of any of those guys except for the Rooneys and Lambert? Rooneys and Lambert, I'll give you. The rest of them, have you heard any of them?
No, but I'm not a Steeler fan.
Bagging Mark.
Exactly.
Like six of them were from the 50s and earlier.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You're absolutely fine. Yeah. It's not like I could say, okay, name all the Hall of Famers from the Jags. All none of them.
Hey, the Rays got one.
Yeah, that's true. What, Wade Boggs?
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't go in as a Ray.
So? And?
All right. All right, I think now is the time when we turn it over to Mark.
I think so. Let's do it. This is the start of the battle.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
All right. Round one, your first category, movies.
All right.
Which character from the movie Office Space shares a name with a popular 1990s singer?
Okay.
Man, I don't remember the movie Office Space at all. I don't think I know.
You can talk it through. I just wrote it down.
I don't think I know any of their names. You said 1990 singer?
Yep.
Oh, it's like... No, Billy Ocean was an 80s singer.
Caribbean Queen. I was waiting for it.
Get out of my dreams.
Come on, Mark. Get into it. Sing, baby. Sing.
I'm biding my time.
I was going to say, we already have people dropping this podcast left and right just from our singing. So,
what are you talking about? I've had people get attracted to the podcast from our bad singing. I advertise it.
Wow.
If you don't like bad singing, this isn't the show for you.
There are people probably yelling right now.
No, they're not going to hear any of this.
No, not that. Just like, how can he not get this answer?
My God, I don't remember the movie.
It's a Mike Judge movie.
Beavis and Butthead.
That boy, right.
All right, I'm just going to throw a name out there. I'm going to say Eddie Vedder.
And the answer is Michael Bolton.
Oh, that's right, Michael Bolton. Ah! You can't say that. You cannot say that.
You can't say clown.
You can't say.
Oh, man. It's referring to a donkey.
Oh, no.
Well, then say donkey clown. You can say donkey clown. I'm fine with that.
Give me that big old donkey butt. Really?
Where'd that come from? Oh my God. I can't even believe you have that lyric in your head. I've never heard that before.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
I've been hanging out with my old high school friends way too much lately.
My goodness. All right. So Chris took a lead on the first question.
Okay. All right. Second question. History. Out of the seven ancient wonders of the world, which one is still standing?
Okay. I wrote mine down if you want to talk through.
All right.
Or if you already written yours down.
I don't need it. I'm going to answer it vocally.
Okay.
It's the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Okay. I said the pyramids of Egypt. I didn't realize it was a specific one. I thought it was just all of them.
Yeah. It's the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Okay.
Does he get credit for the pyramids?
I give credit on that one, yeah.
All right.
I'll let that be y'all's call. So.
I'm fine with that.
No, I think it's good. Mm-hmm.
The Great Pyramid was the biggest and the first, but I mean...
I gotcha.
Pyramids are pyramids.
Yeah. They're all the same shape.
Pyramids?
Really?
Yeah, I believe they are.
Shocker.
Well, yeah. Except for the Sphinx.
It's not a pyramid.
No. Yeah, well.
That's a Sphinx.
Thank you.
It's Sphinx that's shaped. That's
question Sphinx. All right, so last question in the first round.
It is a science question.
Science!
What travels through space at 66,700 miles per hour?
Oh. The golf ball that what's-his-face hit. What was that guy?
Armstrong?
No, it wasn't Bill Nye. Him. No, not Neil Diamond.
No, Bill Nye.
Not Bill Nye either.
The science guy?
Who was the astronaut that hit the golf ball? He was the golfer.
And it's not Alan Shepard, is it?
That's who it is. It's Alan Shepard.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Because I've gotten that question wrong a ton of times.
You'll have to check that out for the show notes.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. Okay.
All right, I got my answer.
I forgot the question.
Do you need a reread?
No, I got it. All right. So, Mr. Hollister, what did you say?
I said Halley's Comet.
I said the Earth.
It is the Earth.
Ah. He got us all in check.
Well, I got you in check. I can't really have Mark in check yet. He's got to wait for it.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
All right. Oops. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, we all heard that.
Okay. Well, I figured that, sunshine. But all right, so after the first round, we're tied up, 2020.
All right.
All right, round two.
Okay.
Question one, art. In what century was the Mona Lisa painted?
Okay.
So it is, the Mona Lisa was Da Vinci. It was part of the Renaissance. It's either going to be the 15th century or the 16th century. I believe the majority of the Renaissance was in the 1500s, so I'm going to say the 16th century.
I thought it was around 1496, so I put 15th.
It is the 16th century.
Man. Yes. Do you know the year exactly?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to look that up for the show notes.
Man. Stupid Da Vinci.
Well, hey, I mean, you're right in the right vicinity, though. Mm-hmm. It could have been either one.
Yeah, stupid Da Vinci.
All right.
And his code.
If you follow the code, you would have got the question right.
Round two, music.
All right.
What group sang the 1984 anthem, We're Not Gonna Take It?
Mine is written down.
Oh, okay. In my mind, it's either Quiet Riot or Twisted Sister. I'm going with Twisted Sister.
It's a good thing, because Twisted Sister is the correct answer.
Yep. You know the lead singer's name?
That would be, yes, Mick Foley's best friend in the world, Dee Snider.
Dee Snider.
Yep. You guys are correct.
Yes.
And
I am correct also. He is like BFF with Mick. All right, Mark, what you got for us for the last question in the second round?
We've got a sports question.
Sports.
What American city has been home to the Winter X Games since 2002?
Oh.
Okay. You good?
I'm good.
Okay. So, I mean, I actually had a couple ideas in my head because, I mean, it's just, well, one, if you're going to bring in a whole bunch of snowboarders, there's really only one state that you can bring in a whole bunch of snowboarders who are skateboarders on snow, and that's Colorado. So my answer has to be Aspen, Colorado, just so that they can get the hippie lettuce.
I wonder where you're going with that. I hope it's not Aspen because I said Vail, Colorado.
Well, yeah, it's state right, but it's Aspen.
Ah!
All right.
I know he did the motions and everything. I don't even know if I've ever heard of Aspen.
Really?
I really don't.
That's what I take when I get a headache.
But up, No, but that's like one. Honestly, it's one of the biggest like snow towns that you go to for skiing and stuff like that. I mean, it's.
By the way, if we have any X Games participants listening, we don't mean to insinuate that you get high a lot.
Well, the only high altitude. You get is altitude. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, hey, I see what you did there.
I knew it.
Recovery, except you used hippie lettuce.
But other than that. Yes. Oh, look, just because Cypress Hills played in the background doesn't mean anything, all right?
That was insane.
In the main brain, yes. Let's see, after two rounds, we're all tied up again, 40 to 40.
All right, going into round three. First question.
I just kicked Jonathan's Aspen.
I didn't think you could say Aspen.
How is it that you think you kicked my Aspen and it's 40 to 40?
Oh, just on that last question.
Oh, wow.
Round three. First question is a television question.
Televisiones.
What late night talk show host took their show on the road last summer to film for a week at Universal Studios Orlando?
Last year, meaning 2014?
Yes, that would be last year, last summer, yes.
Okay.
I don't remember how long ago...
Last summer was? It was a couple months ago.
Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show. I feel like the answer might be Jay Leno. But if Fallon's been... Actually, Fallon took over early last year. Okay, so it's not Leno. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jimmy Fallon.
The answer is The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, Jimmy Fallon.
Thank goodness.
Well, and the interesting thing is you can even do a trivia question in a couple weeks that who did segments for their show in Cuba. That was Conan O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to Cuba?
He did, back in March.
Wow.
They aired episodes on March 4th that once the government eased restrictions to travel over there, he and his crew went down there and shot segments for a show down there.
Well, there you go, Mark. That's a free trivia question from us to you.
Ching!
You can use that in any show that we're participating in.
That's right. Just let me know when nice you're going to be there. All right. Authors is your next category.
Okay.
What famous author's home in Key West is still overrun by six-toed cats today, over 70 years after he was given one as a gift?
Six-toed cats?
That was really good.
That was amazing.
That was. Now we find
Rambo,
Mark's
what do you
talented.
Have to say about that? I'm going to go. You wrote yours down, right?
Yes.
I think it might be Ernest Hemingway. For some reason, I have him associated with Key West.
I have Jimmy Buffett now. Hemingway.
It is Ernest Hemingway. All right. Presidents is your category.
I'm very present. Oh, dense. Okay.
You're dense.
We're dense, the second part.
Yeah, you're dense.
How many presidents have been assassinated while in office?
While in office. Okay, I have my answer.
I have my answer.
My answer is four. It is Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy.
Okay, I had three. I forgot about McKinley.
Oh, you forgot McKinley again?
Yes.
That's two episodes in a row.
Yeah.
So you said three?
I said three.
It is four.
Yes.
You got them all?
Yes.
And I'm out.
You know, the thing, it's funny because you have to get rid of the guys who got shot but didn't die.
Yeah.
Roosevelt got shot. Reagan got shot. I feel like there's one more guy who got shot and I can't remember who.
Bush.
Which one?
No, I'm just kidding.
He had the shoe. Remember the shoe?
He got the shoe?
Yeah, somebody threw a shoe at him over
there. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So going into halftime, Jonathan, you're up by a slim margin, 70 to 60.
That's a pretty insurmountable lead.
Wow. Do I need to refer you to the last two episodes?
No, you don't need to do that.
You put him in check.
Thanks, Busta.
Break it down.
Hoo-ha.
This is going to be the worst episode ever. The Busta Rhymes episode. Oh, man.
We're busting out trivia, boys.
I already see the picture and the tagline I'm going to use.
Yo.
All right, we got a midpoint question?
You do.
Yeah. Please get this back on the rails.
Yes.
I need some rails to get on.
Please.
All right. Given the name of the movie or TV series, give the first names of the following John Travolta characters.
Oh, you're infatuated with John Travolta.
Hey, he's the only one he wants. The only one he wants.
All right, so here are your TV or movies.
And we need to give you the first name?
Yes, first name of the John Travolta character.
Okay.
You've got Pulp Fiction, Be Cool, of course, Saturday Night Fever, and Welcome Back, Cotter. So I need the first name of the John Travolta character from those movies or television shows.
Okay, you're going to have to ask. I have to ask why you're chuckling over there.
Because I decided if I'm not going to know anywhere near the answer, I might as well be funny with it. So I thought of a funny name.
Okay, I'm all set.
And
I'm only doubting one. The rest of them...
I'm gonna get two right, and I'm gonna totally miss two. Pulp Fiction. I have Vincent Vega.
Yes, Vincent Vega is the correct answer.
Check.
Welcome back, Cotter. I have Vinny for Vinny Barbarino.
That's correct too.
Yes, indeed.
For Be Cool, I have Aloysius.
Nice. you need to chill. Chili Palmer.
Yep, Chili Palmer.
Chili. Okay, and then for Saturday Night Fever, I have Carl Lester.
Carl Lester? What, did you like merge like eight names in there? I want to say his name was Johnny, but I can't remember. I couldn't remember.
Saturday Night was Tony Manero.
Tony. Johnny was the bad guy in Karate Kid.
Sweep the leg, Johnny! Wow, that was really high-pitched.
No, it wasn't.
It really was.
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
That's high-pitched.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I was hoping, actually, I almost just guessed Vinny and Vincent for all four. Like, maybe this is a trick question where he just gave us a bunch of Vinnies and Vincents.
Nice.
Just one name for all of them.
Exactly.
All right. So running into the fourth round, I caught up a little bit. Jonathan, you're still up 80-75.
Kind of limping into the fourth round, actually. I don't know if we're running exactly.
Like a limp biscuit.
Mm. All right. I got nothing.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go with that. If you can't finish your own joke.
All right. Round four. First question is a people's question.
People's?
Yeah. People know people.
People's are people, so why should it be?
Oh, now we're dating.
No, we're not. You can't go out with me.
No, I will not make out with you.
Where's that from? Where's that?
It's a movie. I can't remember off the top of my
head.
All right, people is the category. Which famous performer died on Halloween in 1926?
1926, famous performer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have mine written down.
I have mine written down.
Why don't you answer it first?
I think it is the King of Fright, Lon Chaney.
I'm going with Harry Houdini.
Ah. Oh,
it's Harry Houdini.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying these questions. I feel like I'm in a good zone right now, except for the whole Vinny's and Vincent's thing, but...
Yes, Aloysius.
Yeah, well, hey, that's a good name.
All right. Next category, cities.
Are you giving me the people's eyebrow right now?
Maybe.
What are you doing?
Do you smell do you smell what the boulder's cooking?
The boulder? Chris got the nickname last night. His new nickname is the boulder. I can't remember why. He kept rolling the dice and knocking things over, which is what a boulder does in this game, so never mind that.
What were y'all playing?
It's a game called Castle Panic.
Oh, okay.
You're like, okay, yeah, don't worry, it's a nerd game.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I've never...
How is it that my wife's term for those games is now stuck and that's the permanent name of how we're calling them?
Oh,
you want to go over there and play nerd games? Okay, that's fine.
Cities is your category.
All right.
According that was very manly,
I know,
by
you're
the way,
like,
Mark.
Cities is the category.
Oh, yes, my Barry White.
Awesome.
Hello. That's what I used to do when I did radio in college.
Really?
I'd be on the phone talking to my friends like this, and I'd be like... All right, here we go. Power 92. Here we go. Blah,
oh,
blah,
my
blah.
Goodness. Power 92.
That's what it was.
That's such a rock and roll station.
And POQ, Power 92, 98.1.
Wow. Very nice. Mm-hmm. We got to go back, see if we can find some of his old stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that's out there.
Never know.
All right, cities is your category. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, what U.S. city is the most populous that begins with the letter O?
Oh, no.
We're talking about just the city limits.
U.S.?
Y-E-S. By the way, I will not make out with you is from Billy Madison.
Oh, that's right. Thank
you.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I will not make out with you.
Quit looking at me, Swan.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Penguin. I can only think of one stupid city that starts with O.
Okay, and that is?
Well, I'm not going to give it away. I'm not done answering the question yet.
I have mine written down.
Well, okay, so I can talk?
Yes, you can talk all you want.
The only one I can think of is Omaha.
Omaha!
It's somewhere in Middle America.
I know it's somewhere in Middle America.
That's actually what I was about to say. I was about to say, Omaha, somewhere in Middle America.
The home of the beef.
Yes, the greatest Arena League team ever, the Omaha Beef.
But there's got to be another... I mean, you can't ask that question if there's only one city that starts with O. New Orleans. if Orleans
wasn't new.
Is there an old Orleans? That would count. I guess I'm going with Omaha.
Oklahoma City.
Yep, Oklahoma City.
Oh my God. I feel like a doofus.
Doofus Burns Evil Incorporated.
By the way, like 4 months ago,
yes,
we were trying to think of the fat duck's name on DuckTales, the little fat friend.
Yeah,
his name's Doofus.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Once again, Disney Channel remaking DuckTales now.
What?
Yes, they're remaking DuckTales.
Live action?
No.
Oh,
with that real ducks.
So they're remaking an animated show?
Yes.
Why? I don't get it. Do they have new ideas?
Well,
or
because
what?
I mean, that's just what the thing to do is now, is to remake stuff, because you know they announced that Full House is having a sequel.
I saw
Full
that
Full House come out on Netflix.
I think we should get credit for that. It was literally it was announced like 2 weeks after we did a show where we did the Full House number of episodes on our show. So I'm taking credit for that. If it's terrible, though, it was Chris's fault. Just saying.
It's always how it is.
Yeah.
Hashtag just saying.
Just saying.
All right, Mark. Take us into the final question.
All right.
For the fourth round.
Music. God.
Well done. Yeah. What is happening over there?
Do you need a beverage?
No, I have a beverage.
All right.
Do you need to drink the beverage?
I have been. Maybe.
Do you need an adult beverage?
Do you need some Patron, maybe?
Yeah, really. Some Absinthe.
No. You're not slicing your ear off in here, buddy. Yeah.
All right.
Shoot a bop the powwow.
Music is your category. How many strings does a typical violin have?
All right. I've written mine down.
Well, four.
Actually, I was about to talk it through and say four also, but I wrote six, so I've got to take the six because I said I wrote it down.
Yeah, you did say you wrote it down. I'm sorry.
You usually go, okay, and then you go into it. Instead,
yeah, I
you
didn't
just
have anything.
Said the
it
right
was just,
answer.
It was just
the
there.
It's four.
So we've got a four and a six.
Oh, wait. My phone's ringing.
Hey, you tell us to shut off our phones and you forget.
I forgot to tell us to shut off our phones today, actually.
Did I? I shut off my phone, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Not because I told you.
Everybody else in the studio did.
That's correct.
The studio. Mm-hmm. This is my house.
We must protect this house. Okay, so four?
It is four.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. When you said you wrote it down,
I know, but as soon as I wrote it down, I just started doubting. All right, so.
A guitar is six, by the way.
Yes, I know that. Thank you, Sunshine.
They call it a six
string. Or sometimes 12.
I've never heard, I've never heard, unless it's a bass guitar. A bass guitar, I believe, is four as well.
Four. Mm-hmm. Slap it to bass.
So anyway. Basically a violin is like a really small bass guitar.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Okay. All right.
After four
Wait,
rounds.
Wait, what movie? You can't say I love a movie and not tell people what you were talking about.
What, Slap it to bass? It's the same one as, what was the other thing? That
you two like share a brain right now.
Shut
They're
up.
Trying to figure something out by staring deep into each other's eyes.
Stop it. It's Jason Segel and it's Paul Rudd. And
forgetting
it's...
Sarah Marshall?
No. It was the next one.
Oh, we're breaking out the Google.
Better. IMDb.
Is it the baby mama? Baby something about somebody having a baby?
Actually, we should just let Jonathan continue to try to choose the movies. Cause it's just...
Cause I baby mama would
I love you, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did that have Katherine Heigl in it, by the way?
No. Oh,
okay.
Because, no, that where he came up with the term totes my goats.
Oh, is that where that came from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew where that came from.
It's like, totes... What the heck does that even mean, totes my goats? Yes, but slapping the bass.
All right, do we have a scoring update?
That aside was brought to you by Christopher Hollifer Incorporated.
All right, after four rounds, Jonathan has upped his lead. It's now 100-85.
Oh, 15 big points.
Ooh.
Even though it really should be 100-95, I just screwed up.
Well, you wrote it down, though.
Yeah. I know.
That's how we make something official around here.
All right, your next category is science.
Science!
Due to its presence in English royalty in the 19th and 20th centuries, what disease was nicknamed the royal disease?
I'm writing.
You have to say what's written down. You can't make another answer up and like hope either one's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm going to stick with what I have written.
Is it a shortage of chromosomes?
In the room?
Hey, and yeah. All right, you got it written down?
Yep.
It's a blood disease. I'm having trouble remembering the name.
Chupacabra.
What the heck, dude?
That's the one I couldn't remember the other day.
Yes, and you said it correctly, by the way.
No, I didn't, actually.
Chupacabra?
Yeah, I said...
Oh, it's cabra. Yeah.
It's bra, but it's P, not C.
Anyway, back to the question at hand.
Oh, the real one.
Yes.
Mm.
I can't think of it, so let's just move on. What's the answer for you, Jonathan?
I said hemophilia.
Yep, the royal disease was hemophilia.
They think that it. They think that Queen Victoria from England, the one that has the longest reigning queen ever, they think that she was the carrier of it. And every ruling house in like every major European country were her nephews and nieces and children. They were all intermarried. So it ended up spreading to Germany. It spread to Russia. Nicholas and Alexandra had they had a child with hemophilia. It was obviously in England, so it was everywhere because of her.
Is it still? Is she still the longest reign? Because, I mean, Queen Elizabeth II right now has
been... Yeah, that's a good question. I think Elizabeth II is like 2 years away.
Okay.
She reigned for 63 years, 7 months, and 2 days. Do you want to know about Elizabeth?
Well, that's the whole point of bringing it up.
Oh. Elizabeth will have reigned for 63 calendar years on February 5th, 2015.
Wow.
So it was 63 years and 7 months. So 7 months after February will be August. So we're coming up just months away.
So the end of this year.
Yeah. Like wow. After August, Elizabeth II will be the longest reigning.
No kidding.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. That old bird.
It meant more, I think, when Victoria was queen, though.
Okay. Let's press forward.
What round is it?
Round Second five. Question. Yeah. Question two. Literature. What writer... most famous for his children's books, such as James and the Giant Peach, wrote the screenplay for the 1967 Bond film, You Only Live Twice.
Okay, I've got mine written down.
Are you going to change it?
No, because it's the right answer.
All
right,
I went with Roald Dahl, D-A-H-L.
Okay. Yeah, I've got Dahl also, because I was told never to put first names.
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't have put the first name. Good Lord.
He set himself up.
I sure did, but it is him.
It is him, Roald Dahl.
With a name like Roald, you kind of...
It has to be good.
Yeah.
Would you have gotten it even if I didn't say James and Giant Peach?
No, but that would have been a totally different question. That would have just been, who wrote this James Bond movie?
Well, no, it's like, children's author. What children's author?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
No, probably not. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I probably would have guessed Ian Fleming.
Children's
author?
He didn't
write children's book?
Yes. Yeah, but I remember his very famous children's book, Shaken, Not Stirred?
Listen.
The Children's Guide to Making Martinis for Your Parents?
I didn't know that Roald Dahl did a James Bond book either,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
well, not a book,
it wouldn't have shocked me to find out Fleming had done some... Actually, Fleming did do some children's books, I think. Actually, I think he... Now, I'm breaking out the Google.
Dadgummit.
Yeah. I need to defend my honor.
You have no honor.
I am a man who will fight.
Ooh.
Yes, I did go...
Pete Cetera.
I will go Karate Kid Part 2 on you.
By the way, Roald Dahl did some really creepy stuff.
Helter Skelter.
I don't think he did that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
But he did... I've heard about this. He's done some really creepy stuff.
No, he was at Helter. He was there with the Mansons.
Ian Fleming wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What?
Children's book.
Wow.
You knew that. You've asked that question before.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I may have been with you when I asked when the question was asked.
That was during his dark period.
So anyway, you laughed at me. Now it's in your face.
I stand corrected.
All your moms.
All your moms. Both of all of y'all.
Okay. Last question of the round. N-words.
Hey. Nice. Nerdy.
Something like that.
Nitwit.
What's the psychiatric term for self-love?
I'm not going to be able to write it down. I don't know.
I got to think about it for a minute.
I know the word, but
I'll write it down.
I'll whisper it in your ear, man.
No, I'm good. I'm so good with not doing that right now. So.
You said N-word, not M-word, right?
N as in no.
I might just be totally off base on this answer.
Okay, what's your answer, Jonathan?
Well, I wrote it down. You should go first.
Lex Luger had a character by the name of...
damn it!
Oh.
He just reminded himself. Anyway, it's narcissist or narcissistic.
Jonathan?
He's right.
What do you got written down?
Yes. Down stupid neuroticism.
Ah.
Oh.
I couldn't get all the way there. It's based on mythology, too. That's so frustrating to miss. I'm so mad at myself right now.
Yep, narcissism.
Golly. Do you know the story of Narcissus?
No.
Something about her hair.
It's the story of Narcissus and Echo. Narcissus looked in a pond and loved himself so much that he ended up dying of starvation because he wouldn't tear his gaze away from himself. And Echo faded into, like, memory. She faded into a quote-unquote Echo because he ignored her so much that she lost her
That just proves that junk is so jacked up. It's not even funny.
Mythology's deep, man.
I don't know if deep or jacked up. All right. So going into the sixth round, Jonathan, you're still up 120 to 105.
Oh,
man. I thought you had caught up farther than that.
No, we both got 20 in that round.
Okay.
Round six. First question, sports.
Sports.
All right.
What NFL defensive player whose career started in 1993 was known as the Gravedigger?
Love this question.
Love it.
You wrote it down?
Oh, yeah.
The famous Green Bay Packer with the big, 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 big boy pants, Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown.
Yep, Gilbert Brown.
400-pound dude.
Yeah.
That's a big dude.
Yeah, he's large and in charge.
And the fact that he was still able to move the way he did was impressive.
He's like a giant hippopotamus ballerina.
from Fantasia?
From Fantasia, yeah. Hipparina.
Wow.
Ballopotamus. Potamus is an awesome suffix to add to stuff.
Next question is a history question.
History.
What did Peter Minuit buy for the equivalent of $24 in 1626?
I think a better question is, who's Peter Minuit?
Yeah, we both got a look on our face on that. I was like, oh, crap. Peter Minuit. That might be it.
1626? Mark, is that correct, 1626?
Yep, that is correct.
All right, I've got an idea, but it's a bad one.
Well, mine's not. I'm not confident in my answer at all, so okay. It can't be any worse.
I'm going to say Jamestown.
Okay. I said Australia. I figured he was English, and I know that they used it as a prison colony, so there you go.
You guys aren't real up to speed on, like, old history, are you?
I'm really good at old history, actually, but...
Yes, Jonathan is old history.
That date is not familiar to me, and I'm not familiar with Henry Minuit.
Peter Minuit. He bought a puppet.
What?
Oh, wait, no, that's
not a minuet. A minuet is a small menu, or a dance.
But Jamestown was 1607, and nobody bought it. They, like, built it and, like, established it.
Don't pick on the man. He's taking a guess.
He said Australia, too. Come on, man.
Hey, somebody bought Australia.
No, they just found it.
We bought Alaska.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Why couldn't we didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed on us.
So what did Mr. Minuit buy?
He purchased it for the Dutch West India Company. He purchased Manhattan Island.
Oh.
From the Indians.
Really?
Wow.
Manhattan.
See, at least I was close.
Really? Same continent.
Really?
Yes.
You think you were closer than mine?
Yes. All right. Take us into the final question.
It's not the final question.
What is it?
Well,
it's the third question of round six. Movie storylines is the category.
Why are you on a wise guy, eh?
Certainly.
Movie question. Movie something. Movie storyline.
Movie storyline.
I'm with you. Let's do this.
Yep. I'm going to give you a storyline here. Identify the 1982 Scott Baio movie.
Oh, God.
By the following storyline.
We already sang Charles in Charge a couple of weeks ago. We're not doing that again.
Yeah, please don't. A high school science nerd gains telekinetic powers after a lab accident and then uses them for revenge upon bullies.
All right, it's already written down for me.
Oh, my God. I should stomp on your toes. God, could you read the plot again?
A high school science nerd gains telekinetic powers after a lab accident and uses them for revenge upon bullies.
I totally don't know the answer. I'm going to go with what I think is a Kurt Russell movie, but it's better than anything else I'm thinking. The computer who wore tennis shoes.
All right, Chris.
How about Zapped?
Zapped is correct.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it was every
Willie Ames was in it also.
Was he really?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Every boy's favorite movie at the time.
Really?
If you haven't watched it, I suggest you go get it. Towels getting...
Oh, yeah, I imagine so. That was before, that was pre-Porky's? Because Porky's was a popular one.
It was about the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of movie.
All right, so going into the final round, Jonathan, you're still up 130, and I have 125.
Man, it's a tight game. I don't feel like I've gotten 130 points. I feel like I've been doing crappy the whole time.
Sounds like a personal problem.
All right. Here's your final question. Military. Branches of military.
Okay. Chris is really good at branches of military. All right. I have my wager written down.
I have mine written down, too. Let's get it on.
Okay. According to the latest numbers from the U.S. Department of Defense.
Oh, golly.
Put the following branches of military in order, according to the highest number of active officers.
Officers. Oh, my gosh.
And gentlemen.
Active officers and enlisted gentlemen. At the top of your slip down to the lowest at the bottom.
Highest to lowest.
Yes. Your branches are Air Force, Army, Marines, and Navy.
Why couldn't you have said Coast Guard?
Okay. Mine's in.
Oh, my God. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, golly. That's intimidating. I feel intimidated now.
All right. You want me to go ahead and start it off?
I'm still double-checking myself. All right. I got my answer.
All right. So you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right, Mark. My answer is Army is one with the most. Navy is two. Marines is three. Air Force is four.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you my logic. So I said Army first. I think they're just the biggest. I went Air Force too, because pilots are all officers, and a lot of the Air Force, a high percentage of the Air Force people are officers. Navy is actually, there's not a lot of positions that are officer positions. And then the Marines are the smallest branch. So I said Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines.
One of you have it.
All right.
Jonathan is correct.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Dude, really?
Yep.
Man. Well done, dude.
That is awesome. I am pumped. So my logic was correct,
I guess.
That's
correct, yeah. I actually have numbers, too.
Oh, do you? Mm-hmm. Let's hear them.
Army with 88,000. Air Force.
88,000 officers?
Yep.
Wow, that seemed like a lot.
Air Force with 64,000. Navy, 51,000. And the Marines with 21,000.
Very nicely done.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Well played.
All right, Woo! Jonathan, what'd you bet?
I bet 121.
Very nice.
So that's 251 points for me.
Very, very nice. I bet it all.
I thought you might.
Yeah.
I figured I bet enough to where I'd beat you by one.
Yeah.
If you bet it all and got it right.
No, nice job, man.
Woo!
Real nice job.
So, you know what you have to say now.
No, we didn't make that agreement.
We didn't make that agreement?
Oh, sorry. That was not this agreement for this episode, mister.
We haven't made that agreement. So, just so you guys know.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, because we still haven't figured out one for me yet. So.
Yeah, Chris is kind of waffling out of
there is no waffle.
Partial agreement here. So, what we've talked about to amp up the stakes a little bit is to make the other one have to say something when they lose. And so, you know, I'm going to make Chris say it's another win for Jonathan when I win, but he's not going to do it because we haven't thought of what I can say for him when he wins.
But that's true. And
it's true.
In all fairness, we did just start talking about this last night.
It's a good idea, though.
It is a good idea,
if you guys have suggestions of what I should have to say.
That's a great idea. I would love recommendations.
Yeah, so if you guys have any ideas about what I should have to say when Chris beats me, you can send them in to trivialwarfare@gmail.com. But in the meantime, I don't have to worry about that because this was another win for Jonathan.
251 to zip. Man.
Oh, my God. That's the biggest margin of victory we've ever had.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
All right, because a couple weeks ago,
You didn't have 250, and I had 49.
Okay.
That was excellent. Really enjoyed that. All right, so before we wrap up, there are a couple of things that I absolutely need to mention to you guys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
First of all, you heard us talking the last couple of episodes about the Trivial Warfare Army. I want you guys to know that there is now a link out on the website on the front page of www.trivialwarfare.com, and it says sign up for the TW Army. What that is going to do is take you to a contact page where you put your name and your email address in, anything you want to say. And it sends an email over to my address so that I can put you on our mailing list. Now, since you're giving us your email address to put on a mailing list, I figured I should do something for you. So what I'm going to offer is anyone who signs up gets a Trivial Warfare car magnet.
What?
I'm going to put this on the website. You're going to see it in the show notes. You're going to see a picture of it. It's really nice. It's our logo, the full square logo with the two hands, the thumb wrestling, and the army guys walking in the background. I was just in a big storm the other day. I worried that it might have come off. Man, that thing sticks like glue. It is awesome.
But it's not glue. It's a magnet.
It's not a bumper sticker, right? So you can put it wherever you want. So that's
cool. And you can take it off when you get a new car and put it on the new car.
I'll give you another one. You can have it on both of your cars.
There you go.
The reason that I want to get your email addresses and put you on a mailing list is to tell you about things when they're happening, such as something that's happening this week. Because of the popularity of the show recently, we have blown past our bandwidth usage on the distribution site that we use to send the show out, and so I need to move the show. When that happens, anybody who is subscribed on iTunes or any other services is going to need to unsubscribe, remove the show, and then search it again and resubscribe to it. I don't know exactly what day it's going to happen. So the best way to become aware of it happening and when you need to take that action is to sign up for the mailing list by clicking that link, and that will let me be able to send you a notification when you need to make a change. Okay, so I wanted to make sure everybody understood that. If there is, or if there has been any interruption in the service lately, I really apologize for that. I thought that we were in the clear on the bandwidth. I didn't see it coming, but we've had a real spike lately, which I think is fantastic. It's the best news ever, and I'm really happy to upgrade our service, so thank you very much. And I think that's enough of me talking. Chris, you want to take us out of here?
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, trivialwarfare@gmail.com is where you can contact us if you have any questions. If you have a question you want Mark to ask us, go for it and throw it out there. And until next time, that's Jonathan. I'm Chris. That's Mark. We're Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody.
See you guys later.
Stupid Jonathan Winnie.
Actually,
hey, get off the phone, Jonathan. He's asking a question.
Oh, sorry.
Really, dude?
I'm sorry. I was checking my fantasy score.
Really, dude?